Tina Wood here at Inside Xbox, and I'm at EA Tiburon in Orlando, Florida. I'm going to talk to Travis Saylor about all things Tiger Woods. They've got Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11 coming out, and we're going to tell you everything there is to know about it. All right, Travis, tell us a little bit about Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11.
Well, Tiger Woods PGA Tour franchise continues to be the best golf game and the most accessible game on the market. But this year, one of the features we're really excited about is team play. You know, golf is normally a solo sport, but this year you actually get to play with up to as many as 11 teammates, battle with and against people around the world.
And how many people do we know yet? How many people do you actually get to play with?
Yes, you can actually play 12 versus 12 is the most you can have.
And then talk about some of the new courses and stuff that have been added.
Yeah, we got a lot of new courses. You know, one of the ones we're talking about is for the Ryder Cup. We have the Ryder Cup in the game this year, which we're, you know, hugely excited about. It's such an amazing event. It's going to be a totally new experience for the user. And we have the course that they're playing it at this year, the 2010 course at Celtic Manor, which just was designed specifically for the Ryder Cup this year.
And I think people want to know, golf fans also, how do you make things look so like they do on the course? Do you actually go to the course and just take pictures and bring them back?
Yeah, we have, you know, a whole environment team that works, you know, tirelessly to get every detail. You know, they go scan the course, they get all the structures, the tournament structures, you know, where you know, the trees are, the bunkers moved on the right spot, size everything. So, I mean, they have a huge meticulous attention to detail.
And talk about the physics on the, you know, or the game engine, some of the technology behind Tiger Woods.
Well, I mean, you know, we tweak the physics each and every year. Obviously, you know, we want the most authentic experience, you know, everything from how the ball bounces to how it checks up and spins, you know, your pitch shots. You know, golf is such a, you got a lot of variables out there with the rough and the fairway, the bunker. So there's a lot of different movements. And, you know, we just try to get it as authentic as we can to actual golf.
And what about developing specifically for the 360 and that technology?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great platform. I mean, it gives us, you know, a lot of options as far as gameplay, and especially with a lot of our new online features with Xbox Live, you know, our new online team play, Ryder Cup mode. Like, it's just, you know, it's really a great console. It just, everything meshes and works well together.
And this is the first year that Tiger's going to be sharing the cover with somebody. Who is the lucky golfer?
He is. The lucky guy is Rory McIlroy. Like I said, a lot of our focus is on team play and Ryder Cup. And what better guy to have than one of the top golfers from Europe, Rory McIlroy.
And is he super excited to be a part of, you know, this franchise? And
yeah, I mean, he's such an up-and-coming young golfer. I mean, the guy turned professional in 2007. He's already ranked 7th in the world. So, I mean, you know, we haven't seen a golfer as young and talented to be as consistently good as he is since Tiger. So it's just fitting to have him dueling on the cover with Tiger.
And the franchise has been around for quite a while now. What's different technically from the beginning to now? How has the game changed?
Well, I mean, I think just, you know, I mean, every year the graphics, as you said, the courses and the players look so real. This year we totally remodeled our characters. So, you know, just their expressions, the way they move, even their clothing textures will now flap in the wind. So, I mean, you know, that always comes along, I think, every year. But the biggest thing lately, you know, I think has been the online stuff. You know, I mean, last year we added live tournaments, play against the pros. So you were playing, you know, real-time events against people all over the world. And this year with online team play, you're going to have 24 people playing on the same course at once, talking to each other. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Now, people always say there's always a better golfer to play with that gives you just an upper edge. No matter whether you're playing Madden or NCAA, you always want to maybe start with the best team. Is it the same way for Tiger Woods golf, or is it clearly playing as Tiger Woods means you have a better shot than you do if you're playing as somebody else?
Well, I mean, obviously they have different stats, and you know, we're actually going to work on evening them out a little bit more this year with the Ryder Cup play because, you know, we want everybody to have kind of not an unfair advantage. But when it's all said and done, their stats aren't going to help you that much. You still got to play. You still got to hit the fairway. We have a lot of gameplay changes this year. So the game's going to feel a lot different, a lot of little things that are going to make you kind of play differently than you have in the past.
So aside from team play, can you talk about gamer net challenges?
Yeah, this year we're going to have instant challenges on every hole you play online. So every par 4 and par 5 is going to have a long drive challenge, and then every par 3 is going to have a close to the pin challenge, and those are going to be updated daily.
Right. Achievements. Gamers want to know about achievements. First of all, how fun is it to come up with the achievements, and B, can you give us any of the achievements?
It is fun. It's a blast. You know, I think the most fun thing is coming up with all the names, like trying to pick creative names that are okay but are still funny, and we always get a good group of guys to come up with those names, and We've definitely changed them this year. You know, it's like you want them to be, you know, fairly easy. You want people to get them fast, but then you like to have those challenging ones and a few Easter egg challenges as well. So I think we got a good mix this year.
Do we know how many the top achievement will be worth?
I don't think we've nailed that down yet, but you'll see.
Can you talk about any of the graphical enhancements?
Yeah, one of the biggest enhancements we've done is a new character. We completely remodeled the character. You know, they look, the movements and just, you know, how they look, everything looks so real, down to even a new clothing texture that'll be flapping in the wind, so you'll see that, and some hair that'll be moving in the wind as well. And then we've also added new animated skies on our courses, as well as time-specific time of day specific to each course. So the courses look, you know, real as they've ever been.
So Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11, when's it coming out? When do I get my hands on it?
June.
June. All right, thank you.